This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. You can also find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and we can now be heard on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app as well for your convenience. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Richard Coombs, author of How to Get Your Life Back from Morgellons and Other Skin Parasites, who contracted a case of skin parasites in the mid-90s. He discovered a diet, the King Diet, that was instrumental in getting his life back. Also joining with Richard Coombs today is avid follower Sandra Cassery. Both Sandra and Richard, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Eric, I want to thank you for once again for taking interest in the subject to inform your audience of this horrendous disease that could be as dangerous as AIDS. And you don't have to, you know, the strange thing is you don't have to be intimate with someone to contract Morgellons.
Well, Richard, it certainly is my pleasure to be a part of getting the message out. It certainly is very important. In fact, it was awfully mind-blowing the last time you were with us, so certainly happy to be a part of this once again to spread the awareness. So when you say as dangerous as AIDS, what do you mean? Let's start there.
Sure. Well, AIDS, as you know, is transferred by bodily fluids. You have to be intimate with someone. Use a razor, a needle. You participate in contracting the disease with some form of intimate contact. Strange thing with Morgellons, though, is no intimate contact is necessary. You don't even have to know the person that you've gotten it from. You can pick it up by trying on clothes at Bloomingdale's, but not that we're talking about Bloomingdale's particular, but any store. You can pick it up from sitting in an airplane seat at a salon. Any place that a person has been who is previously infected, and you sit in that chair, you could pick it up. But let's not get too worried, because from some perspective, there are many professionals that actually claim and would call me crazy to say that Morgellons is contagious. Yet I have dozens and dozens of emails over the years from many, many people around the country that say they've caught it from someone else, or they've given it to their grandchild or their children or their relatives or friends taking a ride in their car. So what am I to do, call them crazy or liars? The bottom line is it is contagious. In fact, myself, I've given it to about a half a dozen people over the course of 20 years from time to time. The bottom line, though, is not everybody is susceptible to contracting Morgellons. Whether it's 1 in 2 that's susceptible or 1 in 100, we don't know. And serious, yes, people lose their careers, their homes, they become recluse, they become infested with all types of internal parasites, some turn to suicide to escape. Johnny Mitchell, you may know, a singer, is recently afflicted with it and has been hospitalized from the complications from it. The strange thing, though, is the CDC claims it's not a physical disease. It's instead the result of stress and other mental problems. The result is that there's no treatment or cure for Morgellons. And just as there's no cure for or treatment for AIDS when it was first discovered, people that come upon Morgellons are basically in the same boat as the people with AIDS many years ago.
Once again, certainly alarming to hear this kind of information. Now, what are the symptoms of Morgellons? Let's get into that a little further.
Well, internal itching. It seems like the itching is under the skin, goes to the core of your body, goes to the bone, biting sensations. And it's relentless. Nothing you put on that you can get in any drugstore is going to make a difference. There, people find cotton-like or lint-like substance in their clothing and their bedding. They find fibers growing from non-healing lesions that are somewhat fluorescent. They end up with grayish-like spider veins. You know, you may not have all of these symptoms, but one or more of them, definitely. Sometimes there's a 1 degree lower body temperature, black goo. Many people report having organisms coming from their skin. It could be worm-like, insect-like, mites, all different types of organisms, skeletal, plastic-looking things. See, Morgellons is like a a hijacker. It hijacks different organisms, modifies its DNA to fit what it wants to do with you.
Now, how does it affect the sufferer? I remember the last time you're getting into the details of the suffering that you personally went through, which is just unreal. Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, this is a great opportunity for me to let you hear firsthand from someone. Her name is Sandra. She's from the suburb south of Pittsburgh. I've never met the lady. She suffered with it for about 18 years. She's with us and has been on my program for about a year. Sandra, tell us how it has affected you physically.
Well, I was infected 2002, and speaking of contagious, there were seven of us invited to a function, and all seven of us were infected in one way or another. How it affected me is I started out breaking out in lesions and blisters all over my body just spontaneously for no reason. As a result, they would get infected. I would go to the emergency room, and on the second time I went to the emergency room, they then called in a couple more doctors and said that I was doing this to myself and I was schizophrenic, and they escorted me out to my car with police officers out of the emergency room. So at that point, I was red flagged in the medical system computer, so I was unable to get help in the emergency room. I then made an appointment with the best dermatology department in Pittsburgh. Again, I had lesions that were infected all over my body. This was a teaching hospital, so other physicians joined in. They then left the room, conferred with my husband, the dermatologist that the doctor called a mental institution, and I was put in a mental institution against my will for 20
wow.
days.
Wow. What kind of treatment did you get there?
They put me on antipsychotic drugs that were extremely, extremely high dose, which compromised my kidneys and liver. So essentially, and they wanted to do electric shock, which is they induce seizures every other day for 2 weeks. At that point, I pleaded with them that I would comply with the toxic drugs, and I did. And I just walked around like a zombie on drugs with itching and biting. It feels like you're lying on an ant nest, and you're literally just being bitten head to toe, and it doesn't. Nothing alleviates this sensation, nothing, no matter what you use. At one time, they gave me lotion for scabies. I used that. I got relief for a day. In short, I've been suffering this on and off, lesions and many, many more life-threatening complications with Morgellons. I found Mr. Coons.
Now, before you found me, you had found a few doctors that specialize in Morgellons.
I did, yes. I was diagnosed with Morgellons, three very top physicians, the best in the country, and all three of them did diagnose me with Morgellons, but I came up empty and $150,000 short because nothing helped. Nothing. I would end up at back to base one. So I was out $150,000. My husband was present during the diagnoses of all three, and he is one of which, and my children and family, think I am crazy to this minute.
So it split your family.
My children and my husband calls me crazy every day. For 18 years, and he was present when I was being diagnosed with this Morgellons, and as well put me in the mental institution three times.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been on my protocol for about a year, but yet the first time we had any contact was, I think, July 4th?
on a holiday, I had a horrible episode, and I knew that I couldn't go and seek help, so I gave it a shot. I emailed Mr. Coons on 4th of July thinking, this is my last resort, that I'll give it a shot. And within 3 minutes, Mr. Coons called me from his cell phone and left a phone number and talked me through this panic. I was in a panic, and talked me through this horrible episode and gave me advice. And this is right when I started the program. I was only in the program maybe a month and a half.
I see. Now, you invested $150,000 up to that point.
From that point on
that you've been working, that we've been working together, how much have you put into your recovery, and where are you now?
Well, I am free of Morgellons. I probably about $500. Richard's very specific diet, the King diet, which I follow, very specific and strict, which I was told to eat well and keep my surroundings clean, but well is not good enough, and clean is not good enough.
The doctors told you that, right?
The Morgellons doctors.
Yes.
Eat well and keep my surroundings clean. But Mr. Coons, even olive oil is a no-no. Fruits, starchy vegetables. It's very specific. It's very simple. At the beginning, it feels overwhelming. Everything is written down. When you go to the supermarket, there's a list to what to buy, so you don't have to think about it. Go to your hardware store to buy disinfectant. There's no fluky things that, you know, he has to disinfect. How to disinfect your bedding, your bath, your watches, your workplace, your computer, your rings, your watch, your shoes, your wood floors, your carpet. I mean, down to things that you don't even think about. That's how to disinfect the soles of your shoes, the inner part of your shoes, your outer handbag, your wallet, rings, watches, jewelry, you name it, it's in his book. And the diet is very, very effective. And eating well is just not good enough for people that suffer Morgellons and parasites. It's very, very specific, and it works. And the outcome, this is the first time in 18 years that I am getting my life back, that I never thought that I would ever get my life back.
And cleaning your skin, how does that work?
Mr. Coons has something that's called debrying soap, and it is a liquid, and you add it to your bath. You take 3 baths a day. It deep, deep cleans the skin, so all the parasites are extracted out of the skin. And it is phenomenal. It is such a good product. It's the best product that I ever used. And I've had such positive results. And my recommendation is, I've gone on the internet. I have purchased lotions, potions, magnets, soaps, products, everything and anything through 18 years. And Richard Coons, is his program's the only thing that had a positive outcome.
18 years. Can you even imagine the suffering? That barely puts it into perspective, the suffering that you went through, Sandra, but certainly does. 18 years says a lot at the same time. Today we are with Richard Coons, author of How to Get Your Life Back from Morgellons and Other Skin Parasites, along with avid follower Sandra Casseri, here on eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sandra, what advice would you give to someone with Morgellons?
Get a hold of Richard Coons, buy his book, How to Get Your Life Back from Morgellons and Skin Parasites, and purchase the debrying soap. And I promise you, you will get positive results. I've been a sufferer for 18 years, and I have been through it. And I am free of parasites. I'm now, like Mr. Coons stated, there's no cure, but it's in remission.
And Sandra is helping me now consult with other people that are suffering where she was a year ago.
Yes. I'm volunteering my time for those that were in my position a year ago and giving them hope. That's how much I believe in Mr. Kuhn's program.
And Richard, how does one get in touch with you for more information, especially if they feel like they do have more gallons?
Well, things have changed since Sandra joined the program. The e-book is now free. All you have to do is go to debridingsoap.com. That's debridingsoap, soap.com. Or you can call us at 800-993-0929. 800-993-0929.
Well, Richard and Sandra, we thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to a future conversation.
Thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Richard Kuhns, author of How to Get Your Life Back from Morgellons and Other Skin Parasites, along with avid follower Sandra Kasari from the suburbs of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. For more information, simply visit debridingsoap.com. Or skinparasitesbook.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.